From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Federal regulators need to speed up reforms of the financial industry. That was the message yesterday from President Obama, who met with regulators at the White House. It has been almost 3 years since the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill was passed, and only about 40% of the reforms in that bill have actually been written. Joining us to discuss is Josh Zumbrunn, Federal Reserve reporter for Bloomberg News. Josh, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Dodd-Frank was passed in the wake of, as they always say, the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression. There was an expectation that regulators would move quickly. Why aren't they?
The regulators, I think it's fair to say, are trying to move quickly, but the regulations that they've been tasked with writing are so complex, require so much agreement from the different regulators, that it's been very difficult for them to complete the rules on the sort of timeline that was originally envisioned.
Well, what are the biggest parts of the law that have yet to be written?
Two especially big ones are, the one is the so-called Volcker rule that would limit, if it ever goes into effect, it'll limit the kind of risky proprietary trading that banks are allowed to do with their own money. The other thing is the mortgage rules that, mortgages were so much at the heart of this crisis, and the new mortgage rules that are called for in the legislation still haven't been finalized.
What would those rules do?
They would kind of standardize what makes a plain vanilla mortgage. Anybody who's tried to get a mortgage the last couple of years has probably found that it's very difficult, that the standards are very tight right now, that, you know, maybe if you don't have a stable income on your W-2 tax form, maybe you have good income, but if it's not stable, that can make it a lot harder to get a mortgage. These would set forth the rules for these things and would add a lot of clarity and would make it easier, presumably would make it easier for people to get mortgages because the banks would know the rules to write them.
Now, Josh, you say that these rules are so complex that maybe the regulators can't agree on them, and that's why it's taking so long. The other storyline that is out there is that Wall Street is pushing back against these rules in a big way, and that lobbying effort is what's keeping them from being written.
It's definitely true that the banks have been trying very hard to influence the process, and that to some extent any sort of delay is good for them because it raises the prospect that somebody can get in there and modify the rule in a good way. But for the most part, the regulators are making progress with all these rules. They think they'll complete the Volcker rule this year, and I wouldn't be stunned if they actually do meet that belated deadline.
Now, there is also some opposition in Congress. Not everybody wants these rules in the first place. Representative Jeb Hensarling, he's a Republican, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, said yesterday, quote, "Dodd-Frank is an incomprehensibly complex piece of legislation that is harmful to our floundering economy and in dire need of repeal." So what about the congressional opposition?
There's congressional opposition on two fronts. One is that the Dodd-Frank bill is too complex and goes too far. Another complaint that we've seen from Senators Sherrod Brown from Ohio and David Vitter from Louisiana is that the bill doesn't go far enough in kind of simplifying and restraining the very biggest of banks. So there's criticisms of the bill from both sides, that it's gone too far, that it doesn't go far enough in the most important areas.
And Josh, before we let you go, we are coming up on, 5 years since Lehman Brothers collapsed. There are going to be a lot of people asking the question of whether we're really prepared for another crisis, especially if we haven't even implemented the law that was passed after the last one.
I wouldn't despair as much as that. You know, some of these rules are unwritten, but some really important progress has been made. The Fed has been really pushing banks pretty hard to build up safety buffers, to hold more capital in reserve in case there's an emergency. And so although Dodd-Frank isn't completely written, I don't think that should be interpreted to mean that no progress has been made.
Josh Zumbrunn, Federal Reserve reporter for Bloomberg News, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.